Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back into our studios a very famous musician who is returning probably for the fourth or fifth time, I think, at least. And her name is Natalie Zhu. She is the music director of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Welcome back, Natalie.
Hi, Mike. It's my pleasure to be back again.
Nice to have you with us. And this is the 31st season for the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. And along with Natalie, the president of the association, Betsy Marcotte is here. Welcome, Betsy. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks a lot. Glad to be here as well.
Nice to have you with us and meet you. And we're going to find out everything we want to know about the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, which starts in just a couple of weeks, right, Betsy?
That's right. It starts on July 24th and runs through August 4th. So we're getting ready.
So there's lots of concerts, six as a matter of fact, right?
That's correct, six concerts.
And they're held where?
They're held at URI's Concert Hall in the Fine Arts Center, right on campus.
All right, we'll find out about tickets and all that information. Natalie, let's catch up with you. This is kind of a special concert for you, coming back year after year after year, and it must be exciting to put this all together, which is what you do, right?
Yes, and I cannot believe this is my 10th anniversary already. And
already.
I'm just very excited and continue my work with this wonderful organization. And it is with great enthusiasm that I, getting on this journey again with the wonderful musicians and audience we have in Kingston, and on which that we want to explore many more new and interesting corners of the repertoire.
Excellent. All right. I noticed this beautiful brochure that you brought with you that has been being distributed around the area. There's lots of people on the back of this. Do you actually know all these people that are going to be involved?
Yes, I do. I know them, every one of them, actually.
Let's see. There's
more than half are my friends.
Three, four, five, six, seven. 28 musicians pictured here,
yes.
And then plus, plus yourself, and I'm sure a lot of other people in the background. And Betsy, let's just touch on that for a moment. Tickets have been on sale and are continuing to be on sale.
Yes.
And people can find out about this as we go along and listen to some of the music Natalie's brought with her by going to the website, right?
That's correct, and it's KingstonChamberMusic.org is our website, and it has all the information out there. And our box office at URI is open, so our box office is at the concert hall, and people can buy tickets there as well.
They can even call up the old-fashioned way, right?
They could call as well, I suppose. That's our phone number is 308-3614, and you can call and leave a message if nobody's there.
So it's area code 401-308-3614 if you want to call up and get information about that. Don't do it now because you want to listen to Natalie here. But do it as soon as we're done and leave a message. And if not, you get a real person. Natalie, you brought some music with you that on all the pieces we're going to listen to tonight, you're playing, correct?
Correct. And most of them are from live performances I performed before. Some are many years ago, and some are very current performances.
When you say many years ago, you're talking like 7 or 8 years ago, not 100.
No, probably like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's the first piece you have for us to listen to?
Well, the first piece is the Schumann Abegg Variation, Opus 1. I just want to talk a little bit about this music. Schumann had completed shortly after his 20th birthday, and Abegg was the surname of a young lady, Mette Abegg. Schumann had met at a ball in Mannheim. It's a very lovely and virtuosic solo piano piece. It has a lovely introduction in which the five-note motif, A, B, E, G, G, is spun out both forward and backward over four variations, include a quiet, reflective cantabile, and a finale alla fantasia. It's a fun piece to play, and I'm so glad to share with you.
Excellent. Let's listen to it now.
Thank you.
Natalie. We're going to try to get as much music in as possible today. You have another piece that I'd like to get in before our first break. And what is that?
The next piece is Mozart Fantasy in D minor, Kerschel 397. It was also a live performance, which I just did last year at the Brooklyn Public Library in New York. This work is a bundle of mystery, an intriguing sound puzzle for the listener, but a complex minefield of interpretation choices for the pianist. Well, obviously, this fantasy is based on the spirit of free improvisation, with its seven distinct sections, three cadenzas, and constantly changing tempos and mood. Every single time when I play it, it felt like I just walked through Mozart's life. It's very operatic and dramatic. It's amazing to play this emotional piece.
Excellent. Well, listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are celebrating the Kingston Chamber Music Festival tonight. WCRI is proud to be a small part of this festival, keeping it going in their 31st season. And both Natalie and Betsy are here talking about what's going on. And Betsy, I know that we mentioned at the top of the show how to get tickets and the website, but let's do it one more time.
Sure. You can get tickets at our box office at URI's Concert Hall. You can call the phone number and get tickets that way, 401-308-3614, or you can go to our website, kingstonchambermusic.org. All of those will work.
They'll all work. Operators are standing by,
That's
as they
right.
say. And the first concert is Wednesday, July 24th at 7:30, and then there's another one Friday, July 26th. At 7:30, Sunday, July 28th, 4 o'clock, Wednesday, July 31st, 7:30, August 2nd, 7:30, and Sunday, August 4th at 4 o'clock. And they're all at the URI Fine Arts Center,
That's
right?
That's correct.
All right. So we know where to find you. And Betsy, while we were on that commercial break, we talked a little bit about what a special year this is and the opportunity to have you have Natalie come back for 10 years in a row.
That's right. I mean, we feel so fortunate at the music festival to have Natalie as our artistic director. And I think all of us are amazed that it's been 10 years that she's had this job. And she's transformed the festival. It was wonderful before, but she's really made it into something that is hers. It's exciting. Every year is fresh and new. And last year was just such a triumph. And we're really looking forward to celebrating Natalie this year.
Excellent. And Natalie, you were able to bring a few friends along with you this year, right? And,
yes.
And help out.
Yes, there are many of them.
As we mentioned earlier, I think there's just 28 pictured on the brochure, so that's a lot of people involved. What are some of the highlights, some of the people that are coming that you might want to mention?
Well, first of all, the famous violinist Hilary Hahn will be returned for two concerts in the second week of the festival. Who will be playing the Brahms B major piano trio with me and wonderful cellist Clancy Newman. And then she will also play the famous Barber Adagio, the original version for string quartet, as well as the Copland Appalachian Spring, also original version for 13 players. And also she's going to premiere a wonderful sonata written by Lara Auerbach, who is a very original artist, not only a musician, a pianist, composer, as well as a poet.
Really?
So we are very excited to welcome back them.
Lots of talent. Lots of talent. Yeah. Things going on. Make sure you check out the website at kingstonchambermusic.org, right? Okay, and you can follow along with us, so to speak. And Natalie, we've been playing your music, music that you've been that you played live, and it was recorded, and we have more of that to come. So let's talk about what this next piece is going to be.
Well, the next piece was performed by my own quartet, the Clarosa Piano Quartet, who will also be featured in the festival in this upcoming summer. The piece you're about to hear is the Brahms Piano Quartet in A major, opus 26. Franz Schubert was a major influence on Brahms' composition. And like Schubert's last works, this piano quartet in A major is one of Brahms' longest works and is in four movements. But what you are about to hear is only the first movement.
Okay.
The lyricism is maintained throughout the work, similar to the unending melodies of Schubert's late works. And the lyricism prevails as Brahms takes the ear through an adventure of key changes while snatches of themes are expanded up on. And this performance was performed by the four original members in the quartet: Julia Kahn on violin, her husband Thomas Quinnis on cello, my husband Che Hong Chen on viola, and myself on piano.
All right. We'll try to listen to the thing in its entirety because it is a little bit long, but we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Kingston Chamber Music Festival is the subject of tonight's program. And Natalie is here, and as the director for 10 years now, she has put together an amazing group of musicians that will be coming to perform at URI's Fine Arts Center. And we gave you the dates earlier, but it's July 24th through August 4th. 6 concerts in total. And Betsy is here, the president of the organization, and we'll get some more information from her in a minute. But Natalie, I just want to go to you and talk about putting this all together. We've kind of kidded a little bit about how many friends you have coming and so forth, and that you do know all these people, but what music to choose is going to be a daunting task.
Well, it is. But when we talk about the art of programming, I feel it's like a responsibility, not only, you know, as a artistic director, but simply because I am an artist. I feel there is a responsibility for me to connect the audience with the music. And this has to be coming from extreme freedom and spontaneous and creativity way. So for me, it's almost like you're composing a piece. Mm-hmm. You don't know what comes to your mind, and you just hear the melody and hear the harmonies that you want to create. I think same with programming, that, for example, on the 4th concert in the summer, it's all French music. There are 3 French composers, Poulenc, Ravel, Fauré. They have a close connection. They're all Frenchmen, but each one of them has a unique character and unique sound from their composition. And what you can find is this fantastic, unreal world of tonality, the fantasy of sound. So that's what I hear when I program it. It's not really I go with historic background of each music or each composer, but I do hear that in my head, that I can create. I can actually feel what will be like if I sit in the audience and listen to those music. Mm-hmm. I think this is very important from an artistic view.
Well, I think that's what Betsy was touching on when she mentioned how great it is to have you as the artistic director. That's a big part of it. All right, we have time for a couple more pieces in tonight's program. So what's this next one going to be?
Well, the next piece is one of my favorite, the Rachmaninoff Sonata for Cello and Piano. Today we only bring you the slow movement of this sonata. Apparently it's the last chamber work of Rachmaninoff. Mm. It is written for his dear friend, Anatoly Brandukov, who was Rachmaninoff's best man at his wedding, and the two of them gave numerous concerts together. And this sonata is really a testimony to a fine musical friendship. And this really reflects my friendship with my friend, Clancy Newman. We have been playing together, and we have known each other for many, many years, back when we were in college. So I am very excited to bring this live performance to you. And one more thing about this movement is that Rachmaninoff so deeply explored the cello's capacity for expressive tenderness and intensity.
Thank you.
A lot of beautiful music played here today by Natalie, and thank you for bringing all that to us. Betsy, one more time, I want to give people information about the festival. Let's start with the dates and where.
Okay. It starts on Wednesday, July 24th, and runs through Sunday, August 4th. And there are 6 concerts in there. You can find out more information at our website, kingstonchambermusic.org. You can also call the box office, 401-308-3614, to order your tickets from there. And you can come to the box office, which is located in the concert hall at URI's Fine Arts Center.
Excellent. All right. So check it out. It's a very popular festival, so don't miss out. Don't delay anymore.
I want to say one more thing, and
absolutely,
that's the tickets. Single tickets are $30, but this year, anyone under 30 is $15. So it's much
under 30.
Under 30.
Wow.
So we're encouraging younger people to come. This is a big initiative of ours, and we thought this might provide an incentive. So please check us out.
And do I get special pricing for over 90?
Absolutely. We can work something
All right.
out.
All right. Natalie, I know that you have lots of things you want to say about lots of these great artists that are coming, but time is drawing nigh, so let's just kind of wrap this up, and we have time for one more piece of music. So tell us what you'd like.
The last one is the Mozart Violin Sonata in F major, Kershaw 376. This piece was recorded in 2005 with Hilary Hahn on violin. We recorded for Deutsche Grammophon label. And this piece, just like any other violin sonata by Mozart, there are like narratives. Mozart never left the operatic stage, not even in his chamber music. And this sonata is among the most outstanding works, brilliant, dynamic, and full of spirit. And I'm really looking forward to this summer, and with so many my close friends and wonderful, outstanding musicians. I hope all of you will stop by and listen to their amazing performances. They are the world's best musicians you could find, and they're all coming to Rhode Island and play for you. And I hope to see all of you this summer.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Natalie. It's always a pleasure to see you. And thank you, Betsy, for coming in and bringing the information to us. We'll listen to this, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.